Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Shift on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Mara Belanger, and here is your morning news. After-school vaccine clinics will resume service on a rotating schedule with a focus on under-vaccinated neighborhoods beginning this week. Following a two-week closure due to surging Omicron transmission, Ottawa schools opened again on Tuesday. The reopening was delayed by one day due to Monday's blizzard. On Thursday, Ottawa Public Health, or OPH, announced after-school vaccine clinics would also open again beginning on Friday. According to OPH, a total of 49 after-school vaccine clinics across the city will offer shots to children aged 5 to 11 on a drop-in basis in the coming weeks. The clinics will prioritize neighborhoods experiencing more barriers to vaccination or that have lower vaccination rates. The Ottawa Neighborhood Study, or ONS, has gathered both race and vaccination data for Ottawa and reports a correlation between vaccine hesitancy and race. Currently, 10 after-school clinics have been scheduled beginning Friday until January 26th. Four of them are located in communities with a high number of racialized residents and a lower vaccination rate compared to the rest of the city. The communities within Ottawa's urban boundary with the lowest rate of full vaccination include the Bayshore, Harrogate, North Vanier, and Hunt Club areas. ONS data indicates that in Bayshore, 59% of residents are racialized, and the vaccine rate is just under 79%. ONS reported a similar relationship between race and vaccine hesitancy in several other neighborhoods. The Hunt Club Ottawa Airport area has a vaccination rate of 78.6% and a population that is 28% racialized. 16% of residents in Vanier North are racialized, and the vaccination rate is 79.8%. Residents of the Harrogate, Ledbury, Ridgemont area are 65% racialized, and the vaccination rate there is 78.2%. The overall percentage of eligible residents aged 12 and older who have received at least two doses of vaccine is 84%. A March 2021 study from Statistics Canada confirmed a connection between race and vaccine hesitancy. Almost three-quarters, or 74.8%, of Canadians who identified as a visible minority said they were willing to take the vaccine. That's compared to 56.4% of the Black community in Canada and 65.6% of people from Latinx communities. Indigenous Canadians indicated a 71.9% willingness. Over half of all participants indicated a lack of confidence in the safety and efficacy of the vaccine. Vaccine hesitancy among BIPOC Canadians is partially attributed to a long history of racism and mistreatment in healthcare settings. Racialized Canadians have endured bias, discrimination, and even violence in healthcare settings, including forced sterilization, among other practices. The University of Ottawa released a statement in February 2021 pointing to a history of racism in healthcare settings. The statement indicated that vaccine hesitancy and general distrust in health and medical systems amongst African, Caribbean, and Black and Indigenous communities are rarely discussed by healthcare authorities. The statement attributed vaccine hesitancy in BIPOC communities to distrust of health and medical systems in the global north, which is rooted in an often ignored history of medical racism, violence, and violations of human rights. Canadians were reminded of the fatal consequences of racism in medicine after the September 2020 death of Joyce Echaquan. Echaquan was a 37-year-old mother of seven from Manawan, Quebec, who died in a Joliet hospital as a result of being restrained by hospital staff and forcibly dosed with morphine. StatCan has also indicated barriers to access as a factor in lower vaccination rates among racialized Canadians. Partnerships between BIPOC-led community organizations and municipal health authorities have addressed barriers to access in the past. In 2021, OPH opened a vaccine clinic through Wabanaw Health Centre, which helped expand the vaccine rollout to Ottawa's Indigenous community. However, OPH hasn't yet outlined a vaccine strategy specific to other racialized communities experiencing distrust in health institutions or with barriers to obtaining a vaccine, including Black and Latinx groups. This has been your morning news. For CHUO 89.1 FM, I'm Mara Bélanger.